Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on air now is Liron Mazur. Liron, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. Liron, you're a wealth management specialist. We're busy talking about wealth management, but something that people tend to forget is there's obviously long term, there's medium term, but right now in the short term, festive season, people tend to go a little bit ballistic with their spending and they forget about their short term commitments. What advice can you give our listeners?
So there's a great saying that I've come across and I use for many of my clients. And the saying is as follows. Turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, and cash flow is reality. Now that's used many times for a big business, but you can actually use it in your personal life as well. If you look at your family, it's always good to see your family as a business. Now what does it mean by turnover? Turnover is often the amount of money that a company makes in the year. So let's say, for example, it's a very successful company and it makes 20 million rand that year. If you think about it, turnover is definitely then being about your ego. It's about vanity. Profit is, well, how much did it cost me to make that 20 million rand? If it cost me, let's say, 18 million and the profit that I make out of it is 2 million, well, then that's more than anything else. It's really about reason and sanity. So it makes me sane and allows me to be more grounded than I've ever been before.
So, Liron,
cash flow is...
Go ahead, cash flow.
Let me just finish the cash flow and then we can go into it and I'm going to explain it in a bit more detail. And I just wanted to break it down into three different categories because it's so important, because the last part is really the essence of what it's about. And cash is reality. And that's really what keeps your doors open. Now, that can be about your business. It can be about your family. It can be about anybody. Let's stop there. I'm happy to take the questions and I want to share a bit more with you.
In your opinion, are people too quick these days to try to turn 1 rand into 2 rand overnight?
So I actually caught up the end part of your discussion. I wasn't too sure if you were talking about MTR.
We were.
That's one of the latest companies. Is that the company you're talking
about? Mirror Trading International. That's correct.
Right. So it's actually interesting. I was introduced to that company a while ago and I've been monitoring them for the last almost 6 to 8 months. And I was always amazed because I just said the fundamentals can't work here. During investing, we learned that life is like the seasons. And this is important in also answering your question. There are 4 seasons in the year, which we get is autumn, we get spring, we get winter, and we get summer. Now, in life, you can have all 4 seasons in one day. You can have it spread throughout the year, or you can have years that represent the seasons. And if we're not careful and you're not looking at your fundamentals, you're going to always be in winter. You're never going to get a chance to get to summer. So coming back to your question is, do people overspend? Without a doubt. And I think the problem that we've got is that you get to the end of the year, and specifically this year, and everybody says to themselves, I deserve a break. I deserve to just be able to go on the beach, relax, and be able to let all my worries go. And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem that you've got, however, is that if you're going to overspend, your worries will maybe be gone for a week or two. But after that, you're going to have a lot more worries than you started off with, which kind of mitigates the point that you're trying to achieve in the beginning.
So going into 2021, hoping that life deals us a better hand than it's dealt us in 2020, and God willing, people have disposable income. What advice do you give people in terms of a sound investment?
Well, that's why I like to use this, saying that I gave you when we started off. Cash flow is reality, and that's what it boils down to. Cash is king. You've got to make sure that your numbers work to such an extent that you're not constantly feeling stressed to think, geez, how do I get through the money? Because then you're going to just be going backwards. So if we were to turn around and say fundamentally, it's like building a house. How do I make sure I'm going to build a house? I'm going to lay the foundation first. And the foundation will first be an investment plan, a savings plan. Once I've got a savings plan, I'll then extend. And like you said, is that there's different ways to invest, and the FSCA regulates that way of investing. But it's so important to make sure that you're always living within your means, that cash is king. Because if cash isn't king, then debt is king. And if debt is king, that's going to just give you too much stress, and you can't think from a place of stress. I'm going to also take it a step back and say many people have become financially successful during the most difficult times and during the most difficult economical times. For me, I'd set myself a goal to turn around and say, great, I don't believe that I'm going to let COVID get the better of me. I did, by the way. I actually ended up being in hospital. But besides that, I said, I'm not going to let COVID get the better of me. I want to create a brand new business a secondary business that will help my current business continue to grow and flourish and add value to it, but would be a totally different business on the side that I could earn additional income. And with that, I've created a company called Soulful Money. And Soulful Money is there to educate and teach people the fundamentals of wealth creation. So there's a whole money formula, and I know we're a bit limited on time, so we're not going to go too much into it today. I just want to highlight to you that even though times are difficult, it's about drive, and it's about making sure that you're always remaining positive, putting your head down and saying, great, there are always opportunities. And I learned that once when I climbed a mountain called Aconcagua. And I remember that we had to climb from camp one to camp two. I'd remained behind and my climbing partner had gone ahead. He actually became very sick and started vomiting blood and unfortunately had to come back. But I remember when I got to camp two, I was absolutely amazed. On top of this mountain, there's this wooden hut. And in the hut, they were doing two things. They were selling you hot chocolate and they were selling you tents. And it was at that point when I looked there with complete amazement and I said, there are definitely opportunities everywhere. It's just more than anything else about an attitude. And it's a thriving business. They really captured the market, as you can imagine. You know, you get to those types of levels, you're too tired to pitch a tent, and the best thing that you could ever have would be a hot chocolate. So they just had people coming back and forth all the time. I hope that answers the question, and we can definitely go into more detail if you'd like.
Liron, I love the analogy. We're definitely going to have you back on air in 2021 once things have calmed down a bit and people know what's happening. We appreciate the tips and advice that you've given us. And we look forward to chatting to you in the new year. And we're going to chat more about you being just the wealth management specialist at Greengrass. I want to chat to you more about this other business that you've started, which is Soul Money.
Soulful Money, yes. And just to actually, I don't know how much time we do or don't have, but, you know, because of our drive to constantly look for positivity and opportunity, my wife has also started a business during COVID. So that's almost two businesses with additional income that we're looking at getting off the ground from a fundamentals perspective that are all looking at being cash flow positive very quickly. So opportunities are there. And if anything, my message for 2021 is don't get caught in this perception that things are hard and things are difficult. Yes, without a doubt they are. But there are opportunities everywhere and you can find them. It's just a matter of digging and looking and searching, and you will find it.
Liron Mazer, a wealth management specialist at Greengrass Wealth Management. Thank you so much for your time. We look forward to chatting to you again in the new year.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.